Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Dedication of the Lateran Basilica. A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, you are God's building. According to the grace of God given to me, like a wise master builder, I laid a foundation, and another is building upon it. But each one must be careful how he builds upon it, for no one can lay a foundation other than the one that is there, namely, Jesus Christ. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for the temple of God, which you are, is holy. When I was a teen, I believed my body is a temple of God, just as Paul said to the Corinthians, and as my catechism teachers explained to us. As a consequence, I did all of the things they said I should do to care for God's temple. No drugs, no alcohol, I practiced abstinence, exercised, ate well, and went for my regular physicals. But my mass attendance started slipping after confirmation my junior year of high school. I was busy being a senior, doing all of the things that seniors do. Then, in my early 20s, I was married and two little boys soon followed. What it came down to was, I stopped putting God first and I stopped inviting him into my daily life. I had forgotten the second part of what Paul said to the Corinthians. Do you not know that the Spirit of God dwells in you? I was starving my spirit. Not only did I need to feed my spirit, I also had to fix my life because it had become a giant mess when I stopped inviting God into it. I worked to improve my mass attendance. I found a church community that I loved and work that healed the starving spirit of my younger years. Most recently, I started reading scripture, and I find a peace and invitation in doing so that I had not ever heard before. My spirit now is feeling full, and the joy that grows out of that is amazing. Now, for everyone that asks, do I really need to attend Mass every Sunday? I say, please come, because the gift of your presence is more than you could know to those around you. Maybe you will be the first person of the day to say, good morning, or how are you, to the person next to you. Maybe you are the only person someone gets to see smile today. We cannot know how our showing up affects others. We can only know if the spirit within ourselves is being cared for, and if it is, our effect on those around us will be filled with God and His grace.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.